Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Joining me today, Joanne Crone with the St. Vincent de Paul Community Pharmacy. Joanne, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much. It's a great pleasure to be here.
And an event coming up, a benefit at Enoch's tomorrow for St. Patrick's Day, and it's been going on for a while for the pharmacy there.
That's right. This is our fifth year to be at Enoch's from 5 to 10, selling raffle tickets that benefit the St. Vincent de Paul Community Pharmacy. Last year, we raised over $4,000, which was our best year ever.
Wow, good news there. Tell us a little bit about all the proceeds that will be benefiting the pharmacy that go through this benefit that you're reporting on there.
Well, what we do is we give this money to the pharmacy to provide prescription medications for people who can't afford it. At present, we've been open 11 years, and we have given out $9 million to 19 parishes in prescription medicine. People are desperate for drugs. They come from all over Louisiana.
Community pharmacy is one aspect of St. Paul's, St. Vincent de Paul. Tell us about some of the other things that the organization is dealing with.
Well, about 22 years ago, we started with a soup kitchen that fed 100 shut-ins, and we deliver to the 100 shut-ins every Saturday. We are presently still doing that with area churches, and this is we've never missed a Saturday.
Mm-hmm. That's good news. Tell us a little bit about how the organization came about.
It actually came about as a Lenten project. A church in Monroe started feeding the poor on Saturdays, and at the end of Lent, they couldn't afford to do it any longer, and they actually approached St. Vincent de Paul about taking up this project. And from there, it started. We started a food pantry, and we have a clothes pantry. When people burn out, we're usually about the first people they call.
Okay. What does one need to know about, as far as the community pharmacy program, what does one need to know about becoming eligible for that if somebody is in a situation to where, as you mentioned, oftentimes if there's a loss of employment, they'll approach the pharmacy about the services there. What do they need to see about eligibility?
Well, you need to go to the pharmacy from 9 to 4 on Tuesday or Thursday, and you need to take your prescription with you. It has to be a new prescription. And used to it was referrals, but now you can actually just walk in with your prescriptions, and there'll be caseworkers who will help you fill out the paperwork and try to obtain your medication. Right now, our overall approval is 98% of everybody who comes, we serve.
You mentioned serving 19 parishes, a lot of folks being served by this, and you mentioned it really has a reflection on how things are doing economically, because when jobs are lost, a lot of people look at some of these essential needs, and they there you are.
Right, yeah. And there's so many diabetics or people with high blood pressure. Now, we only carry life-sustaining medicine. We have no narcotics at the pharmacy, mm-hmm. So that's real important to know. But the working poor is probably 70% of our people right now.
Joanne, how unique is the service to Northeast Louisiana?
Well, it is unbelievable, and the support of the community for St. Vincent de Paul and from the nursing homes and the people who support it is unbelievable. It saves lives every day. That's the only way to say it.
Speaking with Joanne Crone with the St. Vincent de Paul Community Pharmacy. Joanne, another aspect that we've talked a little bit about is the actual medicines that are provided, and it's really a coordinated effort that goes into that.
It is. We actually buy some of the medicine, but the majority comes from nursing homes. Years ago, nursing homes threw away millions of dollars worth of prescription medicine when people died or changed their medicine. Now they put it in a bubble pack, and they're able to give it to our pharmacy. And people, nursing homes come from as far as New Orleans to bring medicine to us.
So a lot of effort going on. How important is it to those that it serves, the availability of this program?
Well, the desperation of people that have to make a choice every day between food and medicine is unbelievable. And so it's wonderful to have an option to be able to get your medicine so that with the money you do have, you can buy food. And we have so many volunteers. We have one paid full-time employee, John Biglane, and all the rest are people in the community who all their life have been retired doctors or nurses or volunteers. So the love and dedication of those volunteers is unbelievable.
What are some of the stories you hear from the people that work there at the pharmacy? You mentioned some retirees that, you know, are able to continue to serve in this capacity. What are some of the things that you hear from them?
Well, they get so much joy out of being there, and it's almost like a community within itself. The volunteers are best friends, and they love helping people. And then if somebody comes in with another need, they usually call St. Vincent de Paul Society, and we try to help them from that aspect.
Mentioned the benefit coming up tomorrow. There are also a couple other events just to kind of let folks know about that they may want to become involved with. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Well, we have a big St. Joseph altar that'll benefit the St. Vincent de Paul Society on March 19th at Jesus the Good Shepherd Gym at 6 o'clock. Everyone's invited. We have spaghetti that Buddy Imbonata and Frankie Joseph are preparing, and we have the best homemade pastries and Italian bread, and we just invite you all to come out.
Oh, it's got my mouth watering already. And again, the benefit coming up for the St. Vincent de Paul Community Pharmacy is going to be happening tomorrow for St. Patrick's Day, so wear your green. And again, it's going to be happening at Enoch's.
Enoch's from 5 to 10. Betty Cummins and I will be there taking your money for great raffle tickets and great prizes that Doyle Jeter has been doing for years.
And what time will it be going on tomorrow?
I think all day tomorrow, but the St. Vincent de Paul Society will actually be there from 5 to 10.
All right. And Joanne, a number or a website for more information that they can get in contact with you?
381-9670. You can call me anytime.
Joanne Crone with the St. Vincent de Paul Community Pharmacy, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
And to hear this and other Lanyap podcasts, you can visit The Listening Room online at kedm.org.